Hey guys, I'm Lexi Smith, a mom, multi-hyphenate entrepreneur, founder of the PR Bar Inc. coaching platform, and CEO of Growth Mode Agency, a PR and communications agency for brands in growth mode. In my career, I've had the privilege of guiding countless brands, ingenious publicists, eager students, and ambitious entrepreneurs on their PR journeys. I've danced with the giants and nurtured startups, directed in-house PR departments, lent my expertise to boards, and spread knowledge across universities nationwide. Throughout all of this, I've seen our industry change and evolve while simultaneously proving that some timeless fundamentals remain unshaken. This show takes you behind the scenes of the world of media, marketing, and PR, aiming to teach you all the new tips, tricks, and how the best and brightest are achieving success over sips. Now it's time to grow. Welcome to the show. I cannot believe we are wrapping up season 6 of Pitchin' and Sippin'. It is top of April. We are in 2024. I started the show, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago. And the amount of incredible humans I have had the pleasure of meeting and interviewing on this show and meeting from listeners has been such a beautiful gift, and one I never could have even imagined back when I finally begrudgingly said, okay, I'll start a podcast. That being said, I always do like to wrap up a season with some of my own musings. And I've been going back and forth. I'm like, what do y'all want to hear from me? I've done life lessons, you know, but today I really want to focus in on some of my core takeaways from the specific journalists that I have interviewed in season 6, because I have found some themes and I've been percolating on them. I've been noting them in my mind, and now I wanted to get them out onto paper or Word doc, right? And onto this podcast. So if this is the first episode you're ever hearing of this show, welcome. I'm going to give, you know, my own opinion on some of the themes that I heard, but I cannot underline or emphasize this enough. The guests I bring on this show share invaluable information. So take the time, whether you're watching this on YouTube or on Spotify or Apple or wherever, and listen, especially if you're trying to improve your PR career or your journalistic career, or if you're trying to land press. I mean, there's so many different angles here and takeaways. I mean, if you're a journalist, you know, listen up. If you're a publicist, listen up. If you're an entrepreneur, listen up. If you're a student, listen up. This show has become so much more than I ever imagined it. Okay, that being said, here we go. I came up with 8 core takeaways that I want to share today. Way more than that have been shared, but here are 8 because this is a mini-sode. Number 1, AI is top of mind, and people feel all sorts of way about it, myself included, by the way. So we actually kicked off episode 1 of the season with journalist Kels McPhillips talking about the changing landscape. One thing that I know probably most commonly across all the interviews I had this season was that we agreed it's not going away. Now, some saw benefits and opportunities and saw it real positively. More felt a little bit of fear, felt a little bit scared. I'm not going to lie. I teeter between the two. I see some pros, but I feel a little bit of fear too. We all agreed it's not yet at a point that it can replace the human voice. But all in all, I think my takeaway is that we need to keep it top of mind from all sides of the coin. So whether you're a publicist or journalist, entrepreneur, you name it, it is affecting our world. It is affecting the media. Is it affecting industries across the board? So AI was top of mind. It's still top of mind. It needs to still be top of mind. Takeaway 1. Takeaway 2, personal pitching preferences of journalists are just that, personal. They differ. Now, I did see some themes. Everyone was okay with at least one follow-up, okay? So we have a pro follow-up. And honestly, I'd say this is the case across the entire history of Pitchin' and Sippin'. I don't know, and maybe someone can call me out for this. I don't think I've ever had someone say no to a follow-up. Now, they aren't pro excessive follow-ups. They aren't pro, you know, follow-up 5 minutes after you first sent me. But a well-thought-out, relevant, timely follow-up is appreciated. Now, opinions on pitching via social media differed. They were really split. And I'm not going to lie, I did notice some generational differences. So some seasonal pros, some who have been in the industry longer, definitely preferred email only. Some younger or newer generations were more open to DMs, but even with them, email still remained number one. Takeaway number three, every single contact or interviewee or guest on the show acknowledged or was influenced by the business of media. HuffPost editor-in-chief Danielle Belton, which was honestly a bucket list moment to have her on the show. She went really deep onto this topic and how we can save journalism if you want to give her episode a listen. But how my guests were influenced did differ based on title. So from ongoing pressure for affiliate links, which is a topic we've dived more into with freelancer Jordy Lippy McGraw, to the pressure to drive link clicks across the board, to the need for thinking about SEO in writing, which was further highlighted by freelance writer and editor Rachel Chang, or just rapid story turnaround. It's very clear to me that a journalist's job is evolving and more and more and more is being stacked on their plate, in my opinion. So with that said, the need to keep it relevant and concise when we're reaching out to them is more important than ever before. With that said, number four, I did feel that ethics in journalism, to those I talked about editorial, were for the most part alive and well when it came to story and news reporting. Okay, so I did feel like a through line of true journalist, like journalistic ethics still being of importance. I know that trust in media has really declined if we look at public sentiment, but I felt like the guests I talked about really, really cared. In my opinion, where the lines do feel a little bit blurred, and I'd say I had some guests agree with me as well, is when we talk about commerce. When we talk about commerce reporting or roundups of products, that's where, you know, the affiliate link conversation came into play. However, I don't see it going away. Back to the business of media, right? This has become a new revenue stream. So if you are a product-based business really wanting to be included in roundups, it's going to be to your benefit to get set up with an affiliate program. Okay, takeaway number five. Editors have a lot more on their plate than editing. If anything, this was just a really good reminder to me and got brought up with multiple of my editors. Now, managing an executive and editor-in-chief's doubly, right? So take this in consideration when you're contact selecting. So this was a really great point highlighted by Wired executive editor Maria Straczynski. She suggested that pitching B editors would be way more effective than her, but staff writers foremost, okay? Six, journalists feel the need to protect their own. This, in my opinion, is a vibe I picked up. And I think this is partially influenced by AI. I think that we're seeing a lot of layoffs. And so the positive from that is I feel a sense of banding together. Now, this is different than executives at media companies. I'm talking about the journalists, the people who are creating the content. I really did feel like there was this camaraderie between journalistic colleagues, which is a positive, and I really appreciate it. I don't think that's the case in every single profession. Number seven, the rise of Substack. I called it before. This has been one of my predictions, and I'm still calling it, but this is a platform to watch, in my opinion. We had multiple guests on the platform. I think it's going to just continue to go up and up and up. I don't know if you heard, but Haro is now going over to Connectively. I'm not sure what's going to happen with that platform. I think Quoted is still on the rise. We also have platforms like Prowly. We have so many different softwares that are up and coming, and they're, most of them are also integrating AI in some extent. Just something to keep out with. But I do think the tools at our disposal will increase of all the billions of tools. From a pitching resource lens, I think Substack, and specifically following journalists on Substacks. And then last but not least, on that, the decline of X or Twitter, at least amongst most of my guests. Some reporters or a senior reporter like Chloe Callahan at WorkLife, she still uses it, at least as of our interview. Others boycotting it entirely. Before, I mean, the fact of leaving Twitter was never even a conversation on this show. It definitely is now. People have a lot of opinions ever since, Mr. Musk took over. So those were just some of the key takeaways that I had. Again, I mean, there are, I don't know the number. I should have pulled it. Sorry, guys, calling myself out here. But I mean, dozens and dozens and dozens of interviews cataloged on the show of editors, freelance writers, staff writers, editors in chiefs. I mean, a gold mine, giving you direct insight into their career, their life, their pitching preferences, how they've got to where they're at today. So take some time. And if you haven't, go back to season one, go back to season two, season three, season four, season five. There are, I don't know, like 100, let's see, I'm on my website right now in real time, 100, and I think this will be the 125th episode of free information for you, free insider information. Just a reminder, this is on YouTube too. So if you want to watch the guests and see their mannerisms and see me talk way too much with my hands, go to YouTube, hit subscribe. That would be super helpful for the channel. It's also on Apple Podcasts. It's also on Spotify. You guys, this goes true for any show that you like. If you want a show to do, keep going. If you're appreciating what a show is doing, take 30 seconds of your day, leave a review and subscribe. It helps the show grow. It helps hosts like me stay motivated to keep coming back, and it helps us land killer guests. For all of you who have reviewed, thank you. I'm pretty positive. I would say you'd agree I landed some epic upon epic guests, and that's because of you guys. That's because you keep showing up and you keep listening and you keep tuning in. So keep doing that, and I promise that season 7 will bring even more fire. Until then, get on my weekly roundup. It's the best place to go for even more resources. That's the prbartinc.com/newsworthy. And I will see you on the next season of Pitchin' and Sippin'. Hey guys, if you are enjoying the Pitchin' and Sippin' podcast, please do me a huge favor and leave a review wherever you are listening. If you want to connect with me to learn more about the PR Bar Inc., you can do so on Instagram at @theprbar_inc, or you can check out my website at theprbarinc.com. Cheers!